benign lytic bone lesions. The acronym is PHEGNO-MASCHIQUE, where the F stands for fibrous dysplasia. Key finding is no periosteal reaction. Two side notes on this: adenocarcinoma, the appearance is similar to fibrous dysplasia, but it is only seen in the tibia and jaw. An adenocarcinoma is malignant. A syndrome that is associated with fibrous dysplasia is known as McCune-Albright. In this syndrome, you have polyostotic fibrous dysplasia with café au lait spots and precocious puberty. Going back to our PHEGNO-MASCHIQUE, the E stands for either enchondroma or eosinophilic granuloma. An enchondroma will always demonstrate calcification unless it is in a phalanx, and they are always painless. An exception to this is where it has a fracture associated with it. And if you see an enchondroma with pain, then consider a chondrosarcoma. Alternative diagnosis that looks similar to enchondromas, where if it has a dense and sclerotic border, it can look like a bone infarct. The next from the acronym is eosinophilic granuloma. This can look like almost anything and is seen in patients less than 30 years old. Moving on, next we have a giant cell tumour, which must demonstrate all four of the following findings. That is closed physis, it must abut the articular surface, it must be well-defined with no sclerotic border, and it will also be eccentric. I'll just repeat those again. The patient must have closed physis, the tumour will abut the articular surface, it will be well-defined with no sclerotic border, and will be eccentric. Of note, this will apply to long bones, and in flat bones, the four rules do not necessarily apply. GCTs can be either benign or malignant, and when malignant, they can rarely metastasize to the lung. They can be in an epiphysis or in an apophysis, so treat those the same. Next is a non-ossifying fibroma. Now, these are seen in patients less than 30 years old, and they will be painless. If it is greater than 2 centimetres, it is a non-ossifying fibroma. If it is less than 2 centimetres, it's called a fibrous cortical defect. Next on the list is an osteoblastoma. This is a lesion that should always be mentioned when an ABC is mentioned. Next, we have metastatic disease and myeloma. This is a differential that should always be talked about in patients over 40, unless there is a known primary malignancy somewhere else. Of note, a plasmocytoma can look like a solitary myeloma lesion and is described as having a mini brain appearance in the spine. Next, we move on to an ABC, or an aneurysmal bone cyst. This is a lesion that is expansile and seen in patients less than 30. Key features are fluid levels, and they are often painful. Remember to consider an osteoblastoma when mentioning an ABC. Next, we have the solitary bone cyst, and that's seen in patients that are less than 30 years old, but these will appear central. Another name is the unicameral bone cyst. These are often seen in the proximal humerus or proximal femur and will not be epiphyseal, and they can also often be seen in the calcaneum. Next, we have hyperparathyroidism, which may be seen as a brown tumour, but always look for other signs of hyperparathyroidism. Brown tumour, in essence, can look like anything, but other findings to look for include subperiosteal bone resorption and subchondral resorption in the distal clavicles or sacroiliac joints. Next is hemangiomas, and these are rare and often multiple, but are most often asymptomatic. The next part of the acronym is I for infection, which should always be mentioned when looking at a lytic bone lesion, as it can look like anything. If it abuts a joint, there will often be an effusion and maybe reduced cartilage as well, and strongly consider an infection if a sequestrum is present. Sequestrums can often be seen in eosinophilic granulomas, osteomyelitis, lymphomas, and fibrosarcomas, but essentially it represents a bony fragment lying within the lesion. Next is a chondroblastoma. This is seen in patients less than 30 and is epiphyseal. They are often partly calcified. And last but not least, the last C stands for chondromyxoid fibroma, and these have no calcified matrix, but they will resemble a NOF or a non-ossifying fibroma. It can be seen in any age. They can be painful, and they will have no calcified matrix. That's it for the phegno-mashique. And we'll go through that one more time just to make sure it sticks. Benign lytic bone lesions. The acronym is phegno-mashique, where the F stands for fibrous dysplasia. Key finding is no periosteal reaction. Two side notes on this adamantinoma. The appearance is similar to fibrous dysplasia, but it is only seen in the tibia and jaw. An adamantinoma is malignant. A syndrome that is associated with fibrous dysplasia is known as McCune-Albright. In this syndrome, you have polyostotic fibrous dysplasia with café au lait spots and precocious puberty. Going back to our phegno-mashique, the E stands for either enchondroma or eosinophilic granuloma. An enchondroma will always demonstrate calcification unless it is in a phalanx, and they are always painless. An exception to this is where it has a fracture associated with it. And if you see an enchondroma with pain, then consider a chondrosarcoma. Alternative diagnosis that looks similar to enchondromas, where if it has a dense and sclerotic border, it can look like a bone infarct. The next from the acronym is eosinophilic granuloma. This can look like almost anything and is seen in patients less than 30 years old. Moving on, next we have a giant cell tumour, which must demonstrate all four of the following findings. That is closed physis, it must abut the articular surface, it must be well-defined with no sclerotic border, and it will also be eccentric. I'll just repeat those again. The patient must have closed physis, the tumour will abut the articular surface, it will be well-defined with no sclerotic border, and will be eccentric. Of note, this will apply to long bones, and in flat bones, the four rules do not necessarily apply. GCTs can be either benign or malignant, and when malignant, they can rarely metastasize to the lung. They can be in an epiphysis or in an apophysis, so treat those the same. Next is a non-ossifying fibroma. Now, these are seen in patients less than 30 years old and they will be painless. If it is greater than 2 centimetres, it is a non-ossifying fibroma. If it is less than 2 centimetres, it's called a fibrous cortical defect. Next on the list is an osteoblastoma. This is a lesion that should always be mentioned when an ABC is mentioned. Next, we have metastatic disease and myeloma. This is a differential that should always be talked about in patients over 40, unless there is a known primary malignancy somewhere else. Of note, a plasmocytoma can look like a solitary myeloma lesion and is described as having a mini brain appearance in the spine. Next, we move on to an ABC, or an aneurysmal bone cyst. This is a lesion that is expansile and seen in patients less than 30. Key features are fluid levels, and they are often painful. Remember to consider an osteoblastoma when mentioning an ABC. Next, we have the solitary bone cyst, and that's seen in patients that are less than 30 years old, but these will appear central. Another name is the unicameral bone cyst. These are often seen in the proximal humerus or proximal femur and will not be epiphyseal, and they can also often be seen in the calcaneum. Next, we have hyperparathyroidism, which may be seen as a brown tumour, but always look for other signs of hyperparathyroidism. A brown tumour, in essence, can look like anything, but other findings to look for include subperiosteal bone resorption and subchondral resorption in the distal clavicles or sacroiliac joints. Next is hemangiomas, and these are rare and often multiple, but are most often asymptomatic. The next part of the acronym is I for infection, which should always be mentioned when looking at a lytic bone lesion, as it can look like anything. If it abuts a joint, there will often be an effusion and maybe reduced cartilage as well. And strongly consider an infection if a sequestrum is present. Sequestrums can often be seen in eosinophilic granulomas, osteomyelitis, lymphomas, and fibrosarcomas. But essentially, it represent a bony fragment lying within the lesion. Next is a chondroblastoma. This is seen in patients less than 30 and is epiphyseal. They are often partly calcified. And last but not least, the last C stands for chondromyxoid fibroma, and these have no calcified matrix, but they will resemble a NOF or a non-ossifying fibroma. It can be seen in any age. They can be painful, and they will have no calcified matrix. That's it for the phegno-mashique. Here are some key facts and mnemonics regarding benign lytic bone lesions. First thing to remember is that epiphyseal lesions will also be seen in the apophyses. So that includes the carpals, the tarsals, and the patella. So any lesion which is seen in the epiphyses will also be seen in apophyses, including the carpals, the tarsals, and the patella. In patients that are less than 30 years old, differentials that should always be mentioned include infection and eosinophilic granulomas. in patients that are over 40 years old should always mention infection, metastases, and myeloma. So, thinking about epiphyseal lesions, and remember that can also include any apophysis. The mnemonic to remember here is CIGG, that's C-I-G-G, and that stands for chondroblastoma, infection, GCT or giant cell tumour, and geodes. I'll say that again, that's CIGG for chondroblastoma, infection, giant cell tumour, and geode. But it's important to be aware that OA, RA, CPPD, and AVN can also be included as differentials in appropriate circumstances. So, what is a rare event that is seen in patients under 30 years old? That is that they do not use canes to get around. And that is the mnemonic for remembering the differential in lytic bone lesions seen in a patient less than 30 years old. So that's canes for chondroblastoma, aneurysmal bone cyst, non-ossifying fibroma, eosinophilic granuloma, and solitary bone cyst. If a patient has pain or periostitis with their lesion, you can exclude solitary bone cysts, enchondromas, non-ossifying fibromas, and fibrous dysplasias. So with pain or periostitis, you have the mnemonic Zenf, German for mustard, and you can exclude solitary bone cysts, enchondromas, non-ossifying fibromas, and fibrous dysplasias. Ribs are famous foods, and therefore FAME is the acronym for rib lesions. And those can include fibrous dysplasias, ABCs, Mets and myeloma, as well as enchondromas and eosinophilic granulomas. One more time, that's FAME for fibrous dysplasia, aneurysmal bone cysts, Mets and myeloma, as well as enchondromas and eosinophilic granulomas. The differential will change if there are multiple lesions, and the mnemonic here is FEHIM, F-E-E-H-H-I-M, and that stands for fibrous dysplasia, eosinophilic granulomas, enchondromas, which will then include the further differentials of Ollier's disease and Maffucci's disease, and then hyperparathyroidism, hemangiomas, infection, and metastases. So one more time, multiple lesions, the mnemonic is FEHIM, and that includes fibrous dysplasias, eosinophilic granuloma, enchondromas, including Ollier's and Maffucci's, as well as hyperparathyroidism, hemangiomas, infection, and metastases. And we'll go through that one more time just to make sure it sticks. Here are some key facts and mnemonics regarding benign lytic bone lesions. First thing to remember is that epiphyseal lesions will also be seen in the apophyses. So that includes the carpals, the tarsals, and the patella. So any lesion which is seen in the epiphyses will also be seen in apophyses, including the carpals, the tarsals, and the patella. In patients that are less than 30 years old, differentials that should always be mentioned include infection and eosinophilic granulomas. In patients that are over 40 years old, should always mention infection, metastases, and myeloma. So, thinking about epiphyseal lesions, and remember that can also include any apophysis. The mnemonic to remember here is CIGG, that's C-I-G-G, and that stands for chondroblastoma, infection, GCT or giant cell tumour, and geodes. I'll say that again, that's SIG for chondroblastoma, infection, giant cell tumour, and geode. But it's important to be aware that OA, RA, CPPD, and AVN can also be included as differentials in appropriate circumstances. So, what is a rare event that is seen in patients under 30 years old? That is that they do not use canes to get around, and that is the mnemonic for remembering the differential in lytic bone lesions seen in a patient less than 30 years old. So that's canes for chondroblastoma, aneurysmal bone cyst, non-ossifying fibroma, eosinophilic granuloma, and solitary bone cyst. If a patient has pain or periostitis with their lesion, you can exclude solitary bone cysts, enchondromas, non-ossifying fibromas, and fibrous dysplasias. So with pain or periostitis, you have the mnemonic ZENF, German for mustard, and you can exclude solitary bone cysts, enchondromas, non-ossifying fibromas, and fibrous dysplasias. Ribs are famous foods, and therefore FAME is the acronym for rib lesions. And those can include fibrous dysplasias, ABCs, Mets and myeloma, as well as enchondromas and eosinophilic granulomas. One more time, that's FAME for fibrous dysplasia, aneurysmal bone cysts, Mets and myeloma, as well as enchondromas and eosinophilic granulomas. The differential will change if there are multiple lesions, and the mnemonic here is FEHIM, F-E-E-H-H-I-M, and that stands for fibrous dysplasia, eosinophilic granulomas, enchondromas, which will then include the further differentials of Ollier's disease and Maffucci's disease, and then hyperparathyroidism, hemangiomas, infection, and metastases. So one more time, multiple lesions, the mnemonic is FEHIM, and that includes fibrous dysplasias, eosinophilic granuloma, enchondromas, including Ollier's and Maffucci's, as well as hyperparathyroidism, hemangiomas, infection, and metastases.